Black Creek Cove Subdivision Expanded, Stokely Materials LLC.
Mr. Chairman.
This is a major subdivision plan to subdivide 9.96 acres into 8 single-family lots with private roads and open space. Subdivision will be a part of the Black Creek Cove subdivision and will have access off of Green Fern Drive within Black Creek Cove subdivision. Property is located on the southeast side of Peterkins Road, approximately 1,671 feet northeast of Zor Road. The property is owned AR1 Agriculture Residential. The tax map ID is District 133, Map 3, Parcel 6.02. And the applicant is also requesting a waiver request for elimination of the landscape buffer requirement. I would ask Ms. Cornwell if she would summarize what we've received to date on this application.
Thank you. This is a major subdivision. It did not, based on the number of units, did not require plus review. However, it did go through the county's TAC process. The planning office received comments from the Office of Drinking Water, and due to it being proposed with on-site wells, no detailed construction plans are required. We did receive comments from DENREC, from the Divisions of Wetlands and Subaqueous Land Section, the Division of Tank Management Section, and the Division of Fish and Wildlife. The U.S. Department of Agriculture provided comments regarding the soil types. We received comments regarding from DLDOT regarding requirements to meet road requirements. The Sussex County Department of Engineering, Public Works Division, and Utility Planning Division noted that the site is in a planning area, but no sewer is available, and that the site is proposing to use on-site septic. 911 addressing and mapping has approved the road name. The applicant did provide an exhibit booklet that contains responses to Section 99.9C of the subdivision code. They provided maps, plans of the proposed and existing Black Creek Cove development. The applicant is also, again, requesting a waiver from the 20-foot landscape buffer. They noted that there is an existing landscape buffer along Morris Mill Estate subdivision. Staff is in receipt of a soil feasibility study, and there was a question earlier about the road connection that they will be utilizing, and the final record plan does call for the future road connection of that stub street. It is noted as a future road connection on the recorded subdivision plan, and that's all we have. Thank you.
All right, then. The chair recognizes Mr. Schrader again.
I remain Mr. Schrader. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Dennis Schrader. I'm from the law firm of Morris James here in Georgetown, and I have the opportunity to represent Stokely Materials in this application for the expansion of the previously existing Black Creek Cove subdivision. You may or may not be familiar with the history of this project, although I note that the chairman's been here 20-some years. I believe some of the rest of you have been here long enough to recall that this was at one time known as Holly Landing Subdivision, and that was a subdivision that was approved in 2004. When it received approval, there were a number of things that happened to it, including not being able to develop the property. There was a Chancery Court action filed, which provided the Homeowners Association with the opportunity to actually become the spokespeople for this project as it went forward. Where we are now is that there are 9.96 acres left that were purchased by Stokely Materials, and upon which we seek to expand the pre-existing subdivision. This pre-existing subdivision, as you may note from the material that was submitted in the exhibit books, was consented to by the Homeowners Association, and the Homeowners Association has joined with Stokely Materials in seeking a waiver of the forested buffer that may be required around this particular project. I have with me this evening, in regard to this project, Ken Adams, who is the principal of Stokely Materials, Bob Stickles, and Mark Pannoni. This is a straight expansion of a straight subdivision. It's not a cluster. It's just that we are trying to continue on with the last 9 acres of what was previously here. The exhibit books have been provided to you to show what had happened with Holly Landing. The consent, the waiver of the buffer, landscape buffer. This property is currently vacant and adjacent to two other subdivisions. And I will have Mr. Davidson at this time to come forward and describe for you the design and technical requirements that go into this expansion.
Okay, then, Mr. Pannone or Mr. Davidson, whoever you may be.
You know, I didn't want to call him Mark.
He can clarify for the record when he takes the podium.
I will clarify for the record. My name is Mark Davidson. I am a principal land planner with Pannone Associates, located in Milton, Delaware.
Wait, we got that straight.
There
now.
We go.
You're no longer Italian.
Yeah. Only half Italian. As Mr. Schrader stated, that we are here tonight to propose an 8-lot expansion to the existing Black Creek Cove subdivision. The property that we're proposing for the expansion is 9.96 acres, which is currently being used for agricultural purposes. It's being tilled, it is tilled farmland. The property is located on the, I would say, the southwest side of Black Creek Cove. The stub street that Ms. Cormel was talking about, that this was that will be connected to this property, is the drive called Green Fern Drive, and it's located right here in this area here, which is has already been constructed and is part of the existing subdivision. Our proposal is for 8 lots, the smallest lot being 0.76 acres, 3/4 acres, and the largest lot being approximately 0.93 acres. We are proposing, as a part of the subdivision, we're proposing a single street coming in with a cul-de-sac. And what we've done is we've been able to take this street, we've offsetted it from the backs of the existing Black Creek Cove property line an additional 30 feet. There's an existing, when Black Creek Cove was developed, they had provided a, as part of the subdivision code, a 30-foot agricultural buffer against agricultural lands, which is located in this area right here. So with the expansion, what we did was we expanded upon that and we offsetted the road. Since it's going to be a single loaded road coming into these 8 lots, we went ahead and we pushed that road an additional 30 feet away from the common boundary line, and to provide a little bit of a buffer that will be from the back, that will be away from the backs of the lots of, I believe it's lots 4 through 10. We're proposing approximately 1.86 acres of open space, which is calculates to approximately 19% of the 9.96 acres. In the existing Black Creek Cove, they have 19% open space within that subdivision, which is, they have approximately 15 acres of open space within their approximately 78 acres of land. Our addition, Black Creek Cove is an existing 68-lot subdivision. We're proposing 8, and for a total of 74 lots. When you add the properties together as one subdivision, comes out to approximately 87.94 acres altogether. Again, calculated 19% open space is still the average, as is the existing subdivision. The densities in the existing subdivision is 0.87 units. Lots per acre. We're proposing 0.8 as the addition, so the average is 0.84. Stormwater management for the property, we're proposing a infiltration pond. Part of the TAC comments, there was some reports and some soils performed by the report provided by the NRCS, and through some of the adjacent workings that Pannoni does in the area with Morris Mills subdivision or Morris Mills Estates in the area, the property is primarily what they call the Fort Mott-Henlopen complex soils, which is very well-drained soils. The seasonal high water tables are approximately 80 inches down. So the actual water table would be about 2 to 3 feet deeper than that. So infiltration is going to be our primary source of handling the stormwater for this property. On the existing subdivision itself, they have a stormwater management area that is located in this area here, which is down the road from where we're proposing R8 lots right in here. So placing an infiltration pond out near the road, what that does is also help buffer some of these lots. We are proposing a 30-foot buffer along the road system itself to help shield these proposed lots away from existing Peterkins Road. As was one of the things, Black Creek Cove subdivision back in 2014 received a waiver of the sidewalk requirement within the subdivision. So we are in that. The minutes of that are in under tab 2 of the booklet. I provided a copy of that. So we are no sidewalks are being proposed along the road system. As Mr. Schrader had mentioned and as was read into the record, a letter was written by the applicant asking for the waiver from the 20-foot landscape buffer. And that 20-foot landscape buffer would be the waiver is being asked in this area here. As part of Morris Mills Estates, they have a 30-foot forested buffer along this area here and right to here. The original Morris Mills Estates subdivision, which is located right in here, these are strip lots that were created along Peterkins Road. And as you can see, this is an aerial photo that was taken. The date on that's July 9, 2015. You can see that there's a very mature wooded line already established along this border here. So we feel that is a sufficient amount of buffering that would be that would need to be required in order to buffer these lots away from the adjacent subdivision. As part of the application submittal, we did submit our comments to Chapter 99-9C, being able to integrate the subdivision into the existing terrain. This area is predominantly single-family subdivisions. As you can tell, throughout this area here, we have single-family subdivisions throughout the entire area. This is just a small enclave property that's wedged in between two other subdivisions, and so expanding the subdivision as part of Black Creek Cove, and again not increasing any of the density, still maintaining the same amount of percentage open space with the increase of the additional 8 lots. There are no wetlands on the property. We are outside the 500-year floodplain. There were no historical features observed on the site. Open space again is 19%, and that's through the buffers that were shown, the infiltration pond, and the open space that's going to buffer these 8 lots away from the existing Black Creek Cove. Again, the screening of objectionable features we did provide on the as I said, we provided this 30-foot buffer along away from Peterkins Road for the beginning of of these lots away from the road. Water will be through on-site wells, as is with Black Creek Cove. They all have individual on-site wells. Septics will be individual septic systems, as with Black Creek Cove and the surrounding area. The entire area has individual septic systems. And again, the erosion and sediment control, all stormwater management will go through the Sussex Conservation District. We did meet with DelDOT to discuss the access to the property. No additional access will be needed. Again, we're going to be connecting through Black Creek Cove. We're going to utilize the existing entrance that's already been constructed for Black Creek Cove. The addition of 8 lots is not going to impact what's already being constructed for that subdivision. We don't feel that there's going to be an effect on any area property values. These lots are greater than 3/4 acres in size. They meet the same size requirements as is some of the adjacent lots. No effect on, we don't see that there's going to be any effect on the any area school systems. Again, the addition of these 8 lots are no effect on the area roadways. There's not going to be any effect on area waterways, as we're going to self-contain the entire stormwater for these additional 8 lots within our site. Again, the compatibility with the other land uses in the area. This is a predominantly single-family subdivision area for subdivisions. With that, I will pass this back to Mr. Schrader.
Thank you, Mark. Let me introduce Mr. Adams to the commission. And you are Kenneth P. Adams, sir?
Yes, I am.
And you're principal of Stokely Materials?
Yes, sir.
And you are the proposed developer of the 8 lots subdivision?
Yes.
You and your new neighbors have asked that there be a waiver of the forested buffer. Can you explain to the commission why you would like to do that?
As Mark already explained, there's on the Morris Mill side, there's already an existing, I believe it's 20-foot buffer. We have proposed a buffer out on Peterkins Road that would be similar to what's already in front of the Black Creek Cove existing subdivision. So everything else is already surrounded with an existing buffer. So in our process where we asked the homeowners association of the existing subdivision to be able to join in with them, one of their requests was that we request no additional buffers, because they felt it was, for them, it was an additional burden for the maintenance and upkeep of it in the future.
And they're concerned about the expense.
Yeah, yes. Yes.
Anything else? You've
no,
heard
sir.
What Mr. What's his name again? Davidson. And I have had to say on your behalf, do you agree with everything that we've had to say for you?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. I'll let you have a seat and I'll wrap it up.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, as has been pointed out to you, there is a soils report. Street and common areas are going to be subject to the same self-governance as is Black Creek Cove. There are copies of the covenants and conditions that were included in your material. It is a proposed straight subdivision. All of the matters that would typically be addressed in a larger major subdivision are being addressed in this application tonight, and as is the case usually, we have provided you a tab 6 with a matrix for proposed conditions and findings of fact if you should favor this application. Mr. Adams, Mr. Davidson, and I are here to answer any questions that you may have.
All right, sir, we appreciate that, and we'll start with Mr. Ross.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Schrader. I noticed there was a handful of people, I think it was 4, that in the Black Cove that did not agree with the expansion. Do you know why they did not agree? Or
I haven't spoken with them. Perhaps Mr. Adams knows?
I do not know. I do know that 94% of the Homeowners Association did agree.
Yeah, I saw the numbers.
Join.
I was just curious as to why.
Maybe some were here at this.
Yeah, maybe we'll find out here in a little bit. No big deal. The berm that is existing between Black Cove and the addition, there's like a little berm there with a couple rows of trees. Is that staying?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, so that'll be staying, yes.
Okay. And then the 30-foot buffer that it's on Peterkins Road, is that going to be landscaped as well, or is that just going to
yes,
be...
Yes, it'll be landscaped, yes.
And then with that much space between your normal or your high groundwater table, are you going to do basements? There's not many basements in Sussex County, you know.
No, I know.
Specimens are dry.
No. Yeah. Most of them have sub pumps and they just run continuously, right?
Yep.
No?
No.
I'm just curious. You don't see much of that. And I see you've already got a signed memorandum of understanding, Mr. Schrader, with the Black Cove subdivision?
Yes.
For the expansion?
Yes.
Okay, that's all my questions.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Mr. Johnson.
In terms of the waiver of the buffer, have there been any discussion with the adjoining property owners, you know, to that might be impacted on it? Because, you know, looking at your drawing that was submitted, you have these folks here that are, I guess, are part of Morris Mill.
The answer is no.
Okay. And as I understand, this is basically an infill.
Yes.
On this, and the lot sizes are similar to those that are currently in existence.
And it's one of the most exciting densities you'll get to see. It's 8/10 of a dwelling unit per acre. It's, we don't see that much.
Well, Mr. Chairman, given the extensive exhibit booklet that I've reviewed and as well as today's presentation, I don't have any more questions at this point.
Thank you. Mr. Burton.
I just want to go back to the buffer real quick. Is the, or the, and I understand that there's a wooded area along there of which, are any of those trees on your site?
No.
So you're asking for the buffer because the trees are on somebody else's site.
That's right.
And will there be similar type homes? You saw, I mean, they're going to mirror what's in the already development?
Yes.
And is there a homeowners association that this is going to blend into?
Yes.
It'll become one.
One project with one homeowners association.
That's all the questions I have.
All right, sir. We thank you, Mr. Vanderway. No. Okay, Ms. Cornwell.
No questions, thank you.
Mr. Lank.
Just a question. In the existing Black Creek Cove, there is a multimodal path that runs the length of Peterkin's Road. Is that going to be extended across the front of this portion also?
Most likely it will probably, in order for us to get a letter of no objection from DLDOT, that will probably need to be extended, yes.
I know that DLDOT's changed the regulation a little bit, but this is a rural road, Nate, and it's probably level fours in the state strategies. They've been dropping the requirement, but I wasn't sure in this case because it's multimodal.
One of the requirements is as long as the adjacent property does not have.
So we'll find out when DLDOT gets finished in your.
That's correct. Yes.
In your permit review for expansion of the subject.
That's correct. Yes.
Thank you. That's all I have.
All right, sir. We thank you, gentlemen. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of Subdivision 2016-3, Black Creek Cove Subdivision Expanded? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to Subdivision 2016-3? Yes, sir. Come on up.
I'm Jerry Constantine, and I live in Black Creek Cove. Mine is not so much an objection as a concern,
okay.
And it's for the impact in the community.
Okay.
Specifically, the road, Mulberry Drive, I believe it's Drive or Lane, is going to be a one-way road in, and it's the only way out of that particular block of property. There's about 20 homeowners on Mistletoe. Now, they're going to be impacted throughout the construction phase by all of that construction traffic. And the people that are inside this development, when it's done, the annex, they're going to have to go all the way back out, back up Mistletoe, back out to the one gate. That's my concern. What I would ask for is consider below the retention pond, if that's the only place it can be, have the road go out to Peterkin's so we'd have two entrances and exits to Black Creek Cove. Doesn't need to be fancy. It just needs to be a way for first responders, emergency vehicles, and the people that live there to get back out. If that's not possible for some reason, then at least let's have a construction entrance there so until those properties are fully developed, then they can close that entrance. But in the meantime, all of those heavy vehicles and trucks won't destroy Mistletoe and Greenfern. and that's really, otherwise I'm for it. I think it's a good thing to do.
Okay.
Thank you.
I have a question. Sir?
Yeah, excuse
me. Can you come back, please?
Sure.
Just to clarify, your real concern is during the construction phase of the project?
Primarily, yes.
So if DLDOT is the one that has to grant the entrance, if they would allow a construction entrance, that construction activity take place from a construction entrance rather than going through Black Creek Cove.
Meaning, would I say that's okay?
I'm just saying, is that what you're...
Yeah, what I'm saying is, yeah, my first choice would be to have a regular entrance because that would benefit the people that are going to be in those 9-8 lots. I just see if I was buying one of those lots, I'd be saying, especially both at the end of Peterkin's end of that new section, I have to drive all the way back out, back up, and the road, it would have been right there at the entrance if a new entrance was there. And also, I think for like mail and the guys that take the trash, they're going to have to go all the way through forever the main part of Black Creek Cove to get into those 10 homes.
The way this project's proposed is a cul-de-sac. It'll access through Black Creek Cove as it exists. But you could ask for a construction entrance during that construction phase.
Yeah, that would be my second choice, yeah. They both would work, I think. One would work better than the other, but they both would be an improvement over what's presently proposed. Okay? Thanks.
Thank you. Okay, who's next? Opposition. All the way in the back. Okay.
I'm John Warrington. We just moved here, and my home is going to be in front of the retention pond. I just want to support Jerry with regard to the construction phase and have the, construction entrance.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Davidson, can you step up here for a second and maybe speak to this issue? Is this something that might be a possibility here that DLDOT might grant some kind of temporary...
Typically, that's usually the case, especially with an existing established subdivision as this. We can negotiate with DLDOT, and they do grant these on a limited basis, a temporary construction.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Mr. Schrader, would you say that your client would be willing to pursue that?
I think he would.
Okay. All right, then. All right, we'll see if we can get that done if this gets approved. It's not approved yet. So, all right, who's next? Anybody else wish to speak in opposition? All right, last chance. Okay, then. Any questions up here? Pretty good? All right, then.
We'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is...